The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 748.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is known as the Asian Cuisine Queen, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Seonggyeong Longus. Seonggyeong, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more by yourself to the listeners.
Yeah, hi guys. It's very exciting to meeting you guys. It's my first time podcast. I'm Seonggyeong Longus, and I am originally born and raised in South Korea. And I moved from Korea to America about 2009, and I've been living here for a while. By the way, thank you so much for having me in this podcast. I'm very excited.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Seonggyeong, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite confidence quote is actually it's from Taylor Swift. It says, "You have to make fun of yourself. Don't take things too seriously. When people make fun of you, laugh at it." So that's exactly what I actually did. So people were making fun of my accent pretty bad when I just started my YouTube videos. They were fun of making all kinds of stuff. But one thing that stood out to me was noodles. I guess as a Korean or Asian, as a second language, it's really hard to pronounce R sometimes. So I guess I say noodles as a noodles, like more like R in it, in the word. So I actually made a merch and selling the t-shirt with the design of saying noodles, like how I pronounce it with the R on it. And yeah, that's one of my success story of laugh at it. What people make fun of me and I just laugh at it and making money out of it.
Thanks for sharing that. I love that quote. And yeah, you know, being on social media, it can really break us sometimes when there's people behind a computer who like make fun of you or bully you just for like your accent, right? They already have this notion like, oh, you can't speak English well. Oh, you're not as smart. But like, just because someone has an accent doesn't mean anything, right? Like you, like your first language is Korean. It's not English. And you know, the fact that you know more than one language is way better than the people who make fun of you, right? And when you see it that way, it's like they can laugh all they want, but I'm laughing all the way to the bank. So I really like that quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Be yourself and be really comfortable with yourself. So to be able to do that, I think that's one of the hardest things to do, because be yourself and being comfortable with yourself means you have to know who you are exactly, and you are accepting who you are as who it is. And it's really not that easy to do, because usually people have a very high expectation for themselves. And I'm still working on it, to be honest. I'm still trying to find who I really am, and I'm trying to really comfortable with myself. And more I get to comfortable with myself, more I can be myself and I can be more confident.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Seonggyeong, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So I always have been very shy person, very shy, but love showing off same time. I don't know how it makes sense. I always love being on the stage or being in front of people doing all kinds of shows, but I always shy in person. I don't know how much that makes sense. But yeah, I always been the person. I'm still that kind of person. That's why having a YouTube job that creating videos on camera, it's perfect for me, because I never get nervous in front of camera, but then I get nervous in person when I'm talking to people. So I'm still working on that part.
Thanks for sharing that. And you know, it's actually a lot of people are like that I've met. You know, they're very charismatic on stage or on videos, but when you talk to them, they're quiet. And I think a lot of people are like that. It's just, I think, you know, sometimes you have one personality and you have another, and you know, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, right? Sometimes you just want your privacy, or sometimes, you know, you're just yourself.
Yeah, I think that's like one of the part that I was accepting myself. That's what I was working on it too. Before, I had like a little pressure of like, I have to act up front of people because they are expecting me to or be like this or up like this. But then I stopped doing it because, you know what? That's not me. If I'm comfortable enough, I will talk about it. And if the subject or the things we are talking about is something I'm passionate, something I love and I know about, I will open my mouth, my big mouth, and start talking about it. But I won't be like, "Hi guys, I'm Sang Kyung-Long guest. Welcome to Asian at Home," kind of stuff, like in person. In person, you know what I mean? I won't do that in person. So before I felt a little guilty about it, but now I actually found myself about it, and I'm okay with not feeding what other people are expecting from me.
Thanks for sharing that. And I know sometimes we feel like so many people expect so much from us, not realizing, like, you know, sometimes it's just us and our like inner critic that really makes that expectation so high, and we pressure ourselves into going crazy and thinking we have to be this certain person, but really we just have to be ourselves. And, you know, we have different parts of our personality, right? Whatever situation that we're in. And what was that point in your life when you realized you can go out there and be who you are today, especially like going on social media and, you know, showcasing yourself and what you do? What was that aha moment?
So I really don't have like the moment like, oh, this was the moment I knew that I found my confidence. Like I never had that kind of moment before. But if I say something like maybe like a turning point for me, turning point of my career and how I think and how I think about business or myself or confidence and everything, is about 2-3 years ago, I read a book called 10X and Be Average, Be Obsessed or Be Average. It's both books are by Grant Cardone, and he's my number one mentor then and still now. I read that two books. Actually, I listened through the audiobooks. I just listen over and over and over again. It's almost like I just vein that book into myself. I don't know how to like describe that. And that was the moment I actually changed a lot. I changed the inside of me a lot, and that actually showed on my business as well.
Thanks for sharing that. And I've read 10X before. It's a great book. And, you know, it's just the insights that you have in that book is great because it just makes us see things in a different way. And, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
So after, actually, 10X book is the first book I read of his. And the second book that I read was Be Obsessed or Be Average by Grant Cardone. And actually, that book is what really changed the game for me. So after I read that book, like I said, like I pretty much like just pumped it into my blood. And I made that book as part of myself. And 2 months later, my income got double. And that actually made me feel really good to continuously keep doing what I do and trusting my decisions more. That like I trust my decision and trust my gut. Because when you're trying to achieve your dream or what you're trying to do out there, it's very important to trust yourself and trust your gut. Because if you don't have that, you're always wondering, you're always like questioning about yourself. You will never able to do anything. You know what I mean?
Thanks for sharing that. And I totally understand. I mean, you know, confidence really does have to start with us, you know, believing in ourselves, trusting our decisions, and also loving ourselves. And I know it's easier said than done sometimes, but, you know, nothing like great ever came easy. And it always takes work, and it's like daily work. But the more we work on it, the better we feel about ourselves, and the more we can continue and, you know, do amazing things like what you've been able to do, like double your income, which is great, right?
I mean, since then, it's like 20 times more now. I mean, it's like you just need to find something that will work for you as like a mental game wise, the confidence wise. If you can, like how I found Grant Cardone as my mentor, if you can find someone like that, like who already achieved what you want and just observe what they are doing into your life, it will change your life as well.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I like the tips that you mentioned because, yeah, you know, with confidence, it's not like just there's one way of doing it. There's actually many ways of doing it. It's just picking and choosing what works for you. Like people might hate reading, but you can do audiobooks like what you did. So I think that's something that most people feel like they can't do. They feel like, you know, it's just this one way of doing it, but there's actually many ways of doing it. So thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do and check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles that we can connect with?
My website is seonkyunglonges.com, seonkyunglonges.com. I upload new recipes every week. I get you two new recipes every week. And you can definitely check out my YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. It's all same name under seonkyunglonges.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Seonkyung, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Seonkyung's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Seonkyung today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Seonkyung.
Thank you, Sheena. It was a really great talk.
Not a problem. It's really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.